@darkblackone on Twitter. So, man, I wanted to talk about something I saw with Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart, is not a comedian to me that's funny at all. I'm not really... When he initially first came on the scene, and he had that one stand-up where he was saying, "Say it with your chest." I forget which one that was. I think that was like the funniest special I've seen by Kevin Hart. After that, I haven't really laughed at any Kevin Hart jokes. But I get it. He was building his brand. He was just trying to find himself. Maybe doing black crowds, then doing white crowds, and trying out his different material with different crowds. Because if your jokes are funny to white people, that's pretty much all that matters. Because you're going to stay in business. So I get his hustle. I get his thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, his thing is, I make jokes for white people. I'm trying to be huge. So Kevin Hartstein has been hosting the BET Awards, you know, the Ratchet Awards and all this stuff. And then he moved on up and he started hosting more things. But he said his dream was to always host the Academy Awards. So now what happened to Kevin Hart was, when he first started off, he was very raunchy. He would say anything, you know what I'm saying? He would say whatever came to his mind. He was kind of known as a guy who could just really go in on you if y'all going to dozens. If y'all just bagging on each other, he could clown the hell out of you. Kevin Hart got an invite to host the Academy Awards. So he was like, "Wow, man, you know, this is like a big accomplishment." And regardless of whatever I feel of him, I feel like he's a coon. I do. I feel like he got some coon tendencies or whatever. But what I did see was that all of these LGBTQ, they start digging up these tweets, man. So they start digging up the tweets of him saying, if him calling somebody the F word, you know what I'm saying? I don't know. It's... You know, you can't even say that. You can say nigga, you can say whatever. But you say it on, you say that word, it's like, oh no, that's just unacceptable. So he had a few tweets, wherever. And they was digging up the tweets, talking about how Kevin Hart is homophobic. Now they know Kevin Hart is not homophobic. But there's this thing where they're always trying to attach homophobia on black men, on black people. And what's crazy is, I believe they even had an article talking about how black women are basically homophobic. And so they attack their own fan base, the crowd that they're trying to get to read their articles. I forget what outlet that was from. But they just start piling on Kevin Hart. Apparently it got to the point where Kevin Hart was like, "Look, I can't apologize. I apologize." Well, I think he did apologize, but what he ended up doing was resigning. Stepping down as a host. And you got a bunch of black people, not just white, you know, white feminists, lesbians, white whatever, LGBTQ, you know, I got them on going in on Kevin Hart, but you got black people going in on Kevin Hart, right? This is the same shea butter, you know, cats be down with you when you're hot. Talk shit about you when you flop. Jump back on your cock when you're hot again. Just like Meek Mill, okay? Meek Mill was a bum. Nobody wanted to listen to his music after Drake clowned him on Back to Back. Nicki Minaj broke up with him, which made the Drake diss even colder. And people were like, "Man, Meek Mill is a sucker." I believe he got the Quentin Miller dude, the Ghost Rider guy, beat up. And that, and you know, now that Quentin Miller's pretty much out of a check, because that was his hustle, right, for Drake. So, you know, he, Meek Mill was kind of seeing like, man, this dude's a sucker. He's a clown. But he got Jay-Z to back him when he had to go, went to prison. And that prison time kind of reversed the negative attention that he was getting. I'm pretty sure if he could do it over again, he would go through the same thing all over again, because it really helped his career out as far as how people viewed Meek Mill. Now the same people that were trashing, making memes about Meek Mill, they're hyping up every rap line that this guy says. They're going to Funkmaster Flex, just blowing up, oh, Meek Mill is hot, oh man, this dude, I mean, hype beast type shit. You know what I mean? Just straight up hype beast type shit. So, you know, people are fickle, man. People are fickle. They shit on you when you at the bottom, but when you start getting hot and people start talking about you in a positive light, they all on you. But I noticed with Kevin Hart, man, they trying to put that jacket on him. And obviously, he's a sanitized guy now. His comedy is far more sanitized. Like, he doesn't, he's not trying to offend too many people. He's very, very, very sanitized with his comedy. You know, he makes fun of himself. He makes fun of everybody, like his personal issues. But he's very sanitized, like marketable. You know, put him on every commercial. So I saw that and I just shook my head, man. I saw that and I just shook my head. You see what I'm saying? Because you can say the most anti-black shit all day, every day, right? And you get a TV show, you get whatever, and they're not going to cancel you. You know, you can be like Dog the Bounty Hunter or Hulk Hogan. You know, you'll get a second chance. But, boy, if they dig up some old tweets on you, this is why sometimes I throw on my tinfoil hat. That's what I'm really getting at. My tinfoil hat says, man, that there are people in power who are homosexual that press a button. It could be one of the families in media, because I believe it's only like four or five families that own all of the media news that we see. Could be somebody up in media, but someone, I feel like in a homosexual community, as I said, tinfoil hat, conspiracy type shit. But I don't know, because I feel like a lot of the stuff that, a lot of the sexually deviant or sexually exploration type stuff, when they do that type of stuff, they're always using the black community. Because I see them doing that with the black trans. Like, okay, black trans are going to be our mascots. We're going to use black trans people as mascots for people who are oppressed, violated, abused, misused, and all of this stuff. And I'm noticing this is a hustle that I see being thrown out there. But it's specifically placed in the black community, man. Like, some of the stuff that's very unorthodox or, you know, strange or different, man. They're introducing that in our shows. I watch a show on CW called All American, about a black football player who come from the hood and end up getting recruited to go play in Beverly Hills High School. And he's playing at Beverly Hills High School and he's trying to adjust and all of that. I like the show, but I do see that they try to insert certain things. Like, there'll never be a show like Family Matters anymore, right? There'll never be a show like The Cosby's anymore. You see what I mean? You do have Blackish. So I might be wrong on that. You do have Blackish, but I don't really watch Blackish. So I don't know if it's like the Cosbys or the Winslows, but that's a black show that kind of gets propped up. But what I liked about Family Matters and what I liked about the Cosby Show, not so much the Cosby Show, more so the Family Matters, because Family Matters dealt with like realer issues. It's just rare that you're going to see shows where they show, you know, a positive black man as a leader, somebody who has integrity, that's not with no funny business, that's not on some weirdo fun boy shit, that's just straight up telling you to uncut how it is. You know what I mean? How to be a man, how to see, that's what a lot of black kids need. That's what a lot of young black kids need to see. They need to see black men on television that kind of have integrity, that have an intelligent way of thinking, a way of carrying themselves. That was one of the reasons I liked the film Get Out. That's a whole nother story. That's a whole nother topic. But you finally see a character that has some kind of smarts and intelligence and wit to get out of the situation. So, nowadays you're just not. Everything is, oh, I see this is trending on Twitter. I see this is a trending meme. We're going to kind of use the black Twitter. We're going to take everything that's popular or viral on black Twitter, and we're going to kind of insert it on our show, even with Insecure, you know. It always has this, oh, yeah, we're kind of using stuff from Twitter and WorldStar. We're kind of trying to insert it into our show to make it feel more realistic. So I'm noticing, you know, that they're piling on Kevin Hart, man. And Kevin Hart, you know, like I said, I think, yeah, maybe it's jokes or whatever, but that's just the way comedians have always been. I mean, if you would have heard, or if you even Google or go on YouTube better, because YouTube is a search engine. If you go on YouTube and you type in Richard Pryor performs for gays, and what's going to happen is you're going to see a video where Richard Pryor goes in on the homosexual community, despite him being a closeted homosexual himself. You know, Richard Pryor is one of the greatest comedians to ever, I think the greatest comedian to ever do it. But, you know, if you do your research on him, he's, you know, he's been kind of, but anyhow, he went off on the gays. This type of stuff he was saying, boy, he wouldn't even have a career. But he went on to do the toy and all of this other stuff. But man, Richard Pryor went in. A lot of people wouldn't be praising Pryor if they saw that stand-up and they were one of these anti-homophobic, all of this type of stuff. Another person that kind of went through something similar was Kobe Bryant. I remember Kobe Bryant was playing the basketball game. It was really heated. It was a heated, you know, the game was really tight or whatever. It was a competitive game, and Kobe Bryant got upset with a call. Or he got upset with a foul or a player. I don't remember the exact context. But he was upset. And out of his mouth, he said, you know, you effing F word. You know what I mean? And next thing you know, because he dropped the F word, oh, my God. And we in L.A., mind you. They were on Kobe Bryant like flies on shit. The gays start bringing up his rape case. They start bringing up all kinds of stuff. They was pulling out all kinds of receipts of Kobe being a fuck nigga. And Kobe was like, oh, you know, I come out, I apologize, I'm sorry. You know, he took it on the chin like a G. I give him his props. He kind of You know, he got out of that one real slick. He got with the LGBTQ community, and he did some stuff. He did some good talking, and I don't know what he did, but he got out of it. But it was a media firestorm. I mean, damn, you would have thought these motherfuckers would have stripped his MVP award that he won, his finals MVP. You would have thought so, the way that they was going in on him. But, you know, like I said, man, I think it's, I don't know if it's an agenda, but I'm just saying, I think it's a lot of writers when they sit down, like writers like Lee Daniels, they're sitting down thinking of, what kind of fuckery can I come to put together where I can insert all of this, low down, horrible, dystopian type of, where can I, you seen it in Moonlight, you see it in Precious, you see it in, I mean, these horrible, demonic, dark, just the worst degenerate type of behavior you can imagine. We're going to insert that in the movie. And I wonder who's putting the battery in Lee Daniels' back. Because just because somebody looks like you and they got the same skin color as you and all of that stuff, that don't mean that they got your interest. And I think Lee Daniels is one of those type of dudes, man. He's just about the bottom line. He's just about himself, making his money for him and his white lover or whoever. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. You know, you go look and see who some of these homosexual guys are sleeping in the bed with. You know what I mean? But I don't have nothing against homosexual people, because I feel like James Baldwin was a writer. You see what I'm saying? And he was unapologetically black, and he put his race before anything else. And I feel like that's the only thing that I need to see the LGBTQ community do. But other than that, I had no animosity or like, oh man, you know, any kind of ill will towards them. And with that being said, I'm out, man.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.